Well, the first question I've got here is actually one from Krista in Cheshire, and she wants to know, when did you realise that Rob was such a Machiavellian creature, if we can call him that? Did you know from the beginning, 4 years ago?
Yeah, from the very first episodes, to me there were signs of what was to come. He seemed to me a certain type of public schoolboy, shall we say, with a certain sense of entitlement. I've certainly met many such people who betray certain behaviours towards women, etc. And elements of that, to me, were apparent early on.
Well, here's a question from Shirley Ditchburn from Newport in Wales.
Timothy, how did you feel playing the part of Rob Titchener? And has it changed you as a person?
It has changed me in as much as I am now much better informed. I was shamefully ill-informed about the subject of domestic abuse before embarking on this. That has been a big learning curve for me. And, you know, I've done a fair bit of homework myself about the nature of abusers, why they are the way they are, the element of narcissism and, in his case, in my opinion, the psychopathy that's part of the cause of this downward spiral.
Well, you had to make him, if you're not sympathetic initially, you had to make him believable and quite likable. How did you play those two things side by side?
We used to have a thing on the programme early on called Nice Rob, Nasty Rob episodes. It was a very good part of the writing in that for long periods of time he would be, and did seem to be, the answer to Helen's dreams, really.
And if you'd just been a really nasty character, well, we wouldn't have been that interested.
No, I mean,
the ambiguity early on was crucial, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I said this recently and was misquoted in a national paper, which wasn't the first time, but I've never thought of Rob Titchener as a villain, doing inverted comma signs here, because he's much, much more complicated and much worse than that, really. That sort of does a disservice to the whole telling of the story to me.
Listener David Bunyan from Bunstable wants to know this.
Did you have much input to the plot as it developed?
Simple answer, no. The actors really are sort of part-timers in the process. It is true to say, though, there is a rather wonderful thing that happens when you join an ongoing serial like this, that you bring something of yourself, necessarily, to the playing of the part, off which the writers can subsequently feed. So there is a shared process, but in terms of the actors sitting down with the editor or writers, not at all. No, we're not part of that process.
And listener Jackie Wilson also wants to know this.
What was the hardest episode for you to record?
To me, the most difficult scenes to play, whenever they involved abuse directed towards the children, Henry in particular, it was just very, very difficult to get my head around that, because Louisa and I, as grown-ups, can record a scene and then forget all about it, go and have a cup of tea. We don't work with Henry. Obviously, he's recorded either subsequently or prior to the recording of the scene, and you work with a tape for obvious reasons. And the idea of the abuse being directed towards a child, I always struggled with. You know, I'm a parent myself, and it's heartbreaking to think what a child in that situation experiences, as they do in real life in so many of these tragic situations.
Of course, some of our listeners thought we're in agony because it went out over so long. They loved it, but they thought, I can't bear this much longer. Yeah. And they began to say, well, would he have got away with it for so long? Here's one of them, Genevieve Gorski-Parker.
Does he think one of the characters should have stepped up to Rob and challenged him?
It's a very good question. I mean, I think we've all been aware of situations in life where things happen and we shamefully walk on by. I think it's very, very true to life, things going on behind closed doors that people incredibly close to them don't know, they don't understand, they don't realise, because of a sort of a collective brave face being put on the whole thing. And that is something that is, you know, hopefully it's done a tiny thing in terms of going down the road of trying to get people to be braver and more honest about both their own experiences and perhaps ultimately getting abusers to be more honest about their misdemeanours.
Finally, have you left forever? Are you going to return to Ambridge?
Well, as far as I know, he's not deceased, much to the disappointment of lots of people listening, I'm sure. Of course, I would love to go back. It's the most joyous programme to work on. Maybe at some point he will come back. How, when, and under what circumstances is anybody's guess.